cutting or polishing my fingernails. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher, cutting or polishing my fingernails. Now, who would ever think that that would make anything to talk about, cutting or polishing our fingernails? But think about it. We all have fingernails, and we all keep them in somewhat shape. We like to keep them clean. We like to keep them short or long or whatever is our choice. But our fingernails are there for us to enjoy. We cut them and we're done. Or we polish them and we take gentle, loving care of them. Fingernails that are cut, just plain cut, are okay. But they're never the fingernails that are polished. When I take time to cut my fingernails, and I just trim them off and make them look nice, keep them from having any rough edges on them, they're adequate, and they last for a day or two. But if I will sit down and take my nail file and gently go over my nails seem to last almost a month before they need any attention. For I am polishing my nails, I'm buffing my nails, I'm taking my nail file and I'm going over my nails and trimming them in the most beautiful way and gently focusing my nail file on them. And my nails look up at me, that's true, they look up at me, and they say, "Gee, Herb, that's a very gentle way you're handling us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much." And then all month long, I look at my nails, and I say, "Gee, you're so beautiful. You're so wonderful." Now, I never say that after I cut my nails. After I cut my nails, I'm done with them. I don't think about them any longer. I don't give them any attention. But when I file my nails, when I buff my nails, when I polish my nails, I give my nails a new position in my world. I give them the position of the point of energy where I send my energy out into the world. My charisma does that too. My body overall does that too. But my fingers are that which point to and direct. My fingers, if I ever touch anyone, they always say, "Gee, that feels so gentle, so nice." And no one ever misunderstands what I'm doing when I'm touching them. They realize that it is a healing touch. It is a touch of love. We can do that for ourselves too. We can take our fingers, our fingertips, and we can gently touch our eyes. And we say to our eyes, "Relax, peace, relax. You're balanced, you're whole, you're perfect." Now, as I spend 3 or 4 minutes every single day religiously touching my eyes and saying, "Relax, peace, relax," all the tension in my head goes away. Any tension in my eyes goes away. And a wonderful balance floods my entire being. Now, when I cut my nails, I'm rather in a rush and I do things quickly and I don't necessarily give a gentle attention to myself. And of course, that's what I do to my body too. I don't take time to give myself the energy massage, which takes about 3 or 4 minutes every day, gently moving my fingertips up and down over my entire body without touching me, just sharing the energy between my fingertips and my body hearing that I love you, I love you, I love you. I love me, I love me, I love me. And as I say this to my body, as though it's an outward thing, "I love you," my body relaxes and says, "Thank you." That's very nice, you know. I have a saying that I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. And people have said to me, "Why are you surrounding yourself with your pure white light of love and saying all your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness? Don't you know that?" Sure. Yes, I know that. And that is the truth. And The love that I'm surrounding myself with is the love that I am. But as I tell myself this, as I tell my entire body this, as I tell my entire world this, as I massage myself with my energy massage, as I say, I am the pure white light of love, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, I am going out and coming in and going in and coming out and surrounding and knitting and putting a garment of unconditional love on me that is unimaginable. Each one of us is the master of who we are. Each one of us can take a few moments and cut our fingernails and keep them in good shape. Or we can take a few additional moments and gently buff our fingernails. We can gently file them, make them into the ideal shape that they are, take away any little crassness that the nail might have, and just consciously love my nails. And as I consciously love my nails become more and more flexible. They become more and more perfect in every way. For my nails are looking at me. My nails are wanting to know what sort of a being I am. Who is this person who's living in here this week or this month? Is it a gentle herb? A peaceful herb? A quiet herb? Or is it a herb that's all tense and all shook up and all upset about the world that's going on around him? What herb is listening and living and looking around inside of me? Good question, isn't it? When I make that herb a balanced herb, then everything works out beautiful. When I make that herb an uptight or tense herb because I let my world around me affect me in a negative way, then my body just is not a happy body. And when I know that happens, I have to immediately become peaceful and immediately say, it's none of my business what other people do. It's none of my business what other people think or say. It's only my business what I do, think, and say. And so I say, all is in divine order now. I am balanced now. I am peace now. I am wonder now. I am that I am. And as I say that, I put a cause in motion so strong, so powerful, so wonderful, that all good things work out in my life, every moment of my life, and I'm the happiest guy around. Yes, do I polish or do I cut my nails? Seems like a silly question at first, but the more I think about it, the more powerful that question is. Do I take time to love myself with every action that I do? Or do I just rush through things and get it done the fastest way I can? Do I drive the fastest I can? Do I look around the fastest? Do I always look for things that are mine? Or do I just say I'm peace and be peace? Let all the tension drain away. I am love, and be unconditional love. I am right action, and that's all that matters. Know that today for yourself as I know it for myself. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.